Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. Seizing power by force. Who are punished under this article? It has become known that a criminal case has been opened against the former chairman of the State Committee for National Security of Kyrgyzstan, Kam Chaybek Tashiev, under articles of the country's criminal code relating to, quote, seizing or retaining power by force through violation of the Constitution, as well as acts aimed at changing the constitutional order by force, in addition to the article on, quote, abuse of office. Following this, Tashiev posted a statement on Facebook saying, quote, I have every legal opportunity to defend myself in this criminal case, and God willing, I am innocent and will be acquitted. Whoever is guilty will bear the punishment, and whoever is innocent will be acquitted. This is because the head of our state is making efforts to establish a fair judicial system in our country. For example, the Cumber Body Group of 25 people was also acquitted. End quote. In fact, the number of people arrested on charges of, quote, seizing power by force has risen in the country in recent years, including politicians, journalists, and Dawa carriers. Among them is a group of politicians, journalists, and bloggers known as the Cumbra Bodies, arrested over the Kyrgyz-Uzbek border demarcation issue. The criminal case against them was closed, and they were fully acquitted after Tashiev was removed from office. Consequently, Tashiev is warning the authorities that there is a strong possibility the criminal case against him will also be closed. As mentioned earlier, the Dawa carriers are also being arrested under the charge of, quote, seizing power by force. For example, the Batken District Court unjustly sentenced six of them, including Akhunjanov, Alisher, Mamarovich, to prison terms ranging from 13 to 17 years in maximum security prisons. Furthermore, dozens of Dawa carriers in the provinces of Chwe, Jalalabad, and Narayan have been imprisoned for more than 4 years, yet no questions were raised about whether they actually possessed the means or resources to seize power by force, or how they would have done so, since their only weapon was the declaration of Tawheed. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Here, it is important to address a crucial point. The experts who scrutinize every word uttered by the Dawa carrier, labeling them, quote, extremists, even for simply clicking the like button on social media, what kind of laboratories or expertise are they using now to exonerate and acquit these opposition politicians? As is evident from the above, while opposition figures are acquitted under the same article of law as a result of compromises or political expediency, devout Muslims are subjected to harsh sentences on fabricated charges. But what justice do courts that imprison Muslims for 4 to 17 years for seeking to live according to the Sharia revealed by the Creator want to acquit the corrupt and the bribe takers? This demonstrates that the laws implemented in the country serve only the interests of the ruling power and are solely intended to oppose Islam, while conditions are created to foster prohibited activities such as usury, monopolies, gambling, and others. Obligatory acts like teaching Islam and enjoining good and forbidding evil are considered punishable crimes. It was narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَيَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاعَاتٌ يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ وَيَنْطِقُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْبِضَةُ قِيلَ وَمَا الرُّوَيْبِضَةُ قال الرجل التافه في أمر العامة. There will come to the people years of treachery, when the liar will be regarded as honest, and the honest man will be regarded as a liar. The traitor will be regarded as faithful, and the faithful man will be regarded as a traitor. And the Rawaybila will decide matters. It was said, who are the Rawaybila? He said, violent base men who control the affairs of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. Do not think, O Prophet, that Allah is unaware of what the wrongdoers do. He only delays them until a day when their eyes will stare in horror. Ibrahim 42. Therefore, the articles on, quote, seizing power, extremism, and terrorism have become laws imposed by the enemies of Islam worldwide, used as a tool to justify the crimes of colonial powers and to mislead public opinion. Thus, it is time for the Muslim Ummah, including the people of Kyrgyzstan, to distinguish between truth and falsehood, between true enemies and true friends, and to act accordingly. Media Office of Hizb-e-Tahrir in Kyrgyzstan.